الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنه كان فريق من عبادي يقولون ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. فاتخذتموهم سخريا حتى أنسوكم ذكري وكنتم منهم تضحكون. إني جزيتهم اليوم بما صبروا أنهم هم الفائزون. قال كم لبثتم في الأرض عدد سنين؟ قالوا لبثنا يوما أو بعد يوم فاسأل العادين. قال إن لبثتم إلا قليلا لو أنكم كنتم تعلمون. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين.
Amongst the Muslims, fundamentally, there are two kinds of people. One category is that who do not know what is the reality of life and why they are here, and they are just following the crowd, meaning they are just following what the majority is doing or what they see others doing. And as they say, that those people who follow the crowd eventually get lost in it as well. Who follow the crowd because they don't know where they are going, they are following the crowd and they get lost in it. And secondly, it is those people as well who want to change, but they don't have the power or the method how to change. They fight with themselves. They do self-criticize. They do think about their bad attitude and bad ways. They do introspect, meaning they do inspection. Even though they are doing bad things, even though they are on the wrong path, but they do want to change, and they don't find two things. One is how they can change, and second is even sometimes they know how to change, they don't have the power to change. They feel helpless. And they want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal to change them. Now, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change people? He gives them the opportunity to change. He creates situations. ये देखें किसकी आवाज आ रही है, बंद कर दें इसको. He gives the opportunity to change. He creates situations for you to change. Or something which become a catalyst for your change. So let's say you are here sitting today thinking, yes, I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change me, and I want to be good. But how? How can I? First thing you should know, that one of the way Allah Azza wa Jal wa subhanahu wa ta'ala gets the attention of people, draws the attention of people, which you and me sometimes do not recognize, that it is Allah Azza wa Jal who is drawing our attention. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is knocking on our life. The shayukh say, with the study of Quran and Hadith, putting anyone in crisis, if anyone is any crisis, any difficulty, this is one of the way Allah Azza wa Jal is making you attentive, which me and you do not recognize. That crisis can be in your health. They are not there for no reason, that is just, they are just coming up there, that you are losing your health, you have been stricken with a serious disease. That crisis can be in your marriage. It is through crisis, it is through problems, it is through difficulties, which is the first catalyst of change, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing you an opportunity and is drawing your attention. So let me say again, because people tend to miss this point, because when they come in the problem and difficulty, when they are in crisis, they want crisis to be solved. They want the crisis to be over. They want their illnesses to be have shifa, cured. They want their marriage to be have a good environment. But they forget, what I am saying is that when Allah Azza wa Jal wants to change you, the first thing which He sends you is put you in certain crisis. That is the first
You may say border or
the first front or the first message for you, which is providing you the power to change. Because people don't want to change normally, you see. They don't want to change. They fear changing. They don't want, they are just comfortable wherever they are. A druggie is comfortable with his drugs. A fornicator, adulterer is comfortable with his own profession. A fraudster is in his own profession. A lazy person is in his own comfort zone of laziness. They don't want to change. But when the fear of pain, when the pain of any crisis and problems exceeds the fear of change, then a person can change. So, you might be going through, I don't know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better, a marriage crisis. You might be in the health, you might be in financial ruins. You might feel like everything is, from every direction, is stripping you away from all the goodness and all what you achieved, it's going away. You might be in business crisis. You might be in social crisis with your friends, which you used to trust and you used to have a good time, which you think good time, clubbing and dancing and drugging and alcoholing and doing all sorts of things. They might actually turn away from you. They might have become your enemy. You are in that crisis. Someone might be in other things, as you, I have given you a few examples. You should think yourself that maybe the opportunity to change is knocking on your door already and you don't know. If you are in any problem, big problem, crisis you are going through, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drawing your attention. So first thing is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides this to everyone. We are not prophets. Revelation, Allah is not going to communicate with us through wahi, because that comes on prophets, and the prophethood end upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the prophethood end upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No new prophet is to come. How does Allah communicate with you, brother sitting over there, or you sitting over there? It is through blessings and problems. Blessings and difficulties. Ease and difficulties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala communicates with you. Especially when problems and difficulties and crisis you are in, it is, know that Allah is communicating with you. Allah is actually holding you, His Qudra, and shaking you. Look, you gave your life to your wife and children. What they are doing to you now? They are in ruins. Your wife wants to divorce you. You had friends long time. Now they have become your enemies. You spent 15, 20 years to build up a business. And that's come down actually like actually sand now. What's happening? So the first thing is that if you have experienced this or are experiencing now, think that actually, know that Allah has given you the first opportunity to change. Because then only you people see the other side. Because before they say, I'm busy with business, you know, I have to attend this business meeting, I'm going international, I'm going here and there. And with the wife, and they're in good time, in rosy time, I'm going there, I'm going on holiday, I'm going on Winslow Road, have a dinner, I don't have time to pray, etc. I don't have time to deen. But when the same spouse, husband or wife, rather than be an angel to you, you feel like they are a child of shaitan, then your eyes open. Is this the reality? So that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azza wa jal providing you opportunity to actually a catalyst, a spark that shatters your life. But me and you, many of us, we are just sitting there not understanding that behind all this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is actually sending this to get our attention, and so that we may actually change. We may have the power to change. The second thing comes in that. Anyway, I'll just continue with where Brother Shafiq left. He went through with you. Look at the diagram. That is your journey, if you can see it. You were non-existent and you will become nothing. But you will have to live. So you have a long journey you came from. World of non-existence, then world of spirits. Then in this dunya, it's a short life as you see. And then after that, the life in the grave. The life of paradise in the grave, or life of hell in the grave. Then the day of judgment, 50,000 years. Then forever and ever success and eternal happiness, eternal bliss and eternal blessing, in which you don't have to fear anything. Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even a person will not be bored, boredom will not touch the person in Jannah. So that's, there can be other inconvenience, for we can think person might not have this, might not have this, might old age might come. These do not come, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that even boredom, even for a split second, boredom will not come. You will never become used to, because the blessings there are going to multiply every minute. As you see in this world, small brain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and what that brain is producing, a new car model every 6 months, a new phone model every 6 months, every year. Look what the brain is doing when it is small. You are just really a brain. The spirit is actually a hidden thing, but after all, your eyes, ears, there's nothing, they are just the tools. All you are a lump in the physically speaking. Of that actually brain which is in your head. All others are just tools. Really you are that. Physically, spiritually, there is the roof, that is the human being. So how now, we come to the question now, how to change and what is the methodology? And that's what a prophet and Sahaba Ikram Rizwanul Ali Majmaeen and awliya Allah do, they convey the message. They cannot make you change. They cannot force you to change. They can deliver the message for you actually to see very clearly, vividly, right and wrong. And they can present a method to change. They can provide power for you to change. And firstly, don't forget, whenever you are in a big problem, think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is knocking on your door. Come back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, I am merciful. وَلَا نُزِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ. That firstly, I send small problems, small difficulties, small punishments before the big azab. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, so that you may return to me before you go to the bigger punishment, which is in the Akhirah, which has no end, which has no limit, how severe it is. Here you might be saying, we are people who are so strong, can't sit for 2-3 hours on the ground. Yeah, my knees are aching, I can't sit. Itni to taqat hai bade bade logon ki. That's how powerful we are. And what about when these knees will be smashed into pieces, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the grave, a person is quashed and the grave actually closes like this. And Rasulullah mentioned his fingers and said the ribs actually just go like this. But a person is live to experience the pain. He doesn't die. In this life, Allah is merciful. When the pain gets to a level, you become unconscious. Ye jo log behosh ho jate hain, kyun ho jate hain? Because when the pain exceeds the limit, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has as a system in our body, has made that we become unconscious because we can't bear the pain. But in Akhirah, in the grave here, in the hell on the day of judgment, you will be made alive. You will remain alive. You will call death. You will like to be destroyed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now you can't now die. لا تدعوا اليوم صبورا واحدا ودعوا صبورا كثيرا. You will call death, but death is not coming to you. So that is big problem, that which death can't end as well. Here everything actually ends with death. Person is ill, person is with big problem. When death comes, the matter finishes. What about that problem when death will not approach you? When death is not going to come to you? So it is serious. So this time we learn some of the teachings of Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbar Rahimullah. So if you pay attention to the screen, I'm going to mention same the methodology. This is not a course. Course in English means a way. This is Sunnah. This is the way of Rasulullah, Tariqah Muhammadiyya, the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the principles of this path, how to change. It's not a course like you're a physics course. I'm doing Tajweed course. I'm doing actually, you know, Quran course. I'm doing chemistry course. No, this is the purpose why you were sent on the face of the earth. Although these are seconds, but these seconds are going to affect the millions of years which are to come. They're not valueless. These seconds, the clock ticking, although it is a second, but it is going to affect millions and billion years, because it's only a difference of a second that you can repent or you do not repent before death. Imagine a person who is dying and he says, he get an opportunity for 1 second, he can repent in that. But he won't get. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbar Rahmahullah, this time in one of his teachings, he gave us an example that after the that you understood you want to change, he said, he showed or gave the example of stairs. He said, if you want to make a change from this shaitanic, sinful life, there's no Western or Eastern life. There's shaitanic life or Muhammadan life. Two lives only. Islam is not Western nor Eastern. Islam is universal. Even the angels actually are included there. There's no West and East. There's only Shaitan's way or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way. There's no the third way. Please come a little bit forward. Our brothers are coming. They're sitting at the doors. Make place for your brothers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make place for you. Bastik. Jazakallah. So focus on the diagram. Look, I've shown you, and Brother Shafiq has also, that where we came from. Now is the to learn where you're going to get the power and the methodology. So if you want to leave the shaitanic life, first thing you have to put in order is your world view and your view of how you see this life. What is your belief? What do you believe in? You believe this is the life only? Or you believe in Akhirah as well? You believe what's in yourself only? Or you believe in Allah as well? You believe in this life or the life of Day of Judgment as well? So firstly, correct your belief, which you can do in half an hour. It doesn't take a few lessons, or actually for simple belief you can learn in half an hour. Secondly, you should learn the rules and regulation. Every game even have rules and regulation, and this game or in this purpose which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you have rules how you use your body, meaning how, for example, if you want to pray, how do you pray? How do you purify yourself? How do you wudu? How do you do ghusl? How you purify your body? If Allah wants to give some money from your money to charity, how much you give? How can you give? What is the requirement of deen from you? So learning about do's and don'ts, basic do's and don'ts, rules of the game. And the third thing is, look at the screen, don't look at me. I have no interest for you to look at me. Look at the message. Focus on the message. Message is which the Rasulullah brought, and the message is which is going to fail you or actually make you successful, in order how you react to it. This third one, which you know starts with R, this means changing, that you want to change the bad way towards the good. How can you change? What technique, what method Allah has mentioned in the Quran how to change? So learning about Tawbah. Tawbah is a change. And then getting ready to claim your life forever, your kingdom forever from Shaitan, you will require effort. Shaitan is not going to throw it to you actually, here you are, you are Jannah. He's not. You have to pinch it, you have to grab it, you have to actually take it from him. Now he is possessing you, and you should be possessed by the remembrance of Allah. So after you ready for striving, then you reach the door, which is called the door of purification of the organs. So after Aqidah, Fiqh, Tawbah and Mujahidah, you reach the door of purification of the organs, which you know I have shown you before as well, and you are very well aware, you have 7 organs. This is the first level, first stage. The tongue purifying from all these bad traits and bad habits which will take you away from the blessings of Allah and mercy of Allah and will make you cursed person. Ears, eyes, hands, private parts, stomach and feet. That's it. This is your first front of war, or you may say going up the steps. So how? Then you enter the purification door of organs. So first you purify your tongue. You see, you go one. You can't jump. Look, this is tongue. You can't step on the 7th step from here to there, can you? Many people will fall. Many people will just step on 3rd. So like you can't step on the 7th step, you have to step on the first one first. That is the order. So similarly, firstly, in this course of Tariqah Muhammadiyah, you are given an exercise to firstly become victorious over the good usage of tongue, to control the tongue. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, speak uprightly, يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, and Allah will make your other deeds good. And other correct your other deeds. So once you have this, then actually eyes, then the ears, then the hands. You're going stepward, upwards. And remember, you've not left school. A housewife have not left looking after her children. She can still do this by living in the house. A beggar in the street can do it. A king in the palace can do it. A worker in the shop floor can do this. Because this doesn't take a time. This just gives you more time, because you are saving yourself from useless activity of these organs. A student can do, a person who is in career, a married person. It doesn't take any time to purify. It just adapts you to your lifestyle. It melds in your life actually. You don't have to take years out to become actually this. That's what I'm saying. Stomach, earnings, private parts and feet. Once you've gone there, you've reached the second door, which is called purification of the mind. Now you've reached the purification of the mind. This door, look at the door. This is the second door now, going to. Purification of the mind is what is it? Saving you from the evil thoughts and taking you to the purest thoughts and remembrance of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when you reach the purification of the mind, first level, it cleanses you from shaitanic thoughts, the devilish thoughts. There is a level how to do that. There is a sheet which goes with it. It will teach you the methodology how you can get rid of, because through bad thoughts, shaitan occupies your body. Then the thoughts, evil thoughts coming from yourself. how to control them, how to react to them. Then the evil thoughts and what you hear because of your bad company, your friend, you say, it's okay, everyone's doing it, take a bite as well, you know, try it. The bad company, the thoughts from that. Then also the thoughts from the world altogether, the what you see around you, the magnificent world around you, the heavens and the earth and the stars and the moon and the other things you see, cars and everything, they send you a message as well. How to deal with that? Those thoughts, tempting thoughts, or heedlessness. When your mind stays just in forgetfulness, it remember 24 hours pass and you never remembered once about Allah or death. You are living a life of forgetfulness. It attaches you with the thoughts and the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the presence of Allah. Once you reach here, Allah the Almighty's remembrance, then you reach the third door, which is the purification of the heart. Now you are on the third door. At the moment, sometimes people are filled with envy, kibir, arrogance, temper, temptation, hatred, all these evil traits. This stage actually purifies and replaces it with the good qualities like shukr, reliance upon Allah, tawakkul, zuhud, detachment from the world, patience, forbearance, gentleness, all these things. So how do you do that? Look, you start from first rate, love of Allah and His Messenger is built. When love of Allah and His Messenger, you have to work for this love. It won't come just for nothing. We'll show you the way how to attain the love of Allah. Like now we are in the love of women, love of dunya and the love of money and the love of fame and name. When love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come, it will outweigh the other loves. And then also you'll be trained how to be sincere, how to be true to yourself. Many people are not even sincere with themselves. They are living double lives or triple lives. Outside there is something else. Inside the room there is someone else. When they are alone there is someone else. In the mosque there is someone else. How many robes or masks they have. So people, to how to be sincere to Allah, that you live life for Allah. You will be taught how to become humbleness. This is the step for purification of the heart. How to achieve this quality which Allah has created you for, to be humble, meaning you have humility. Because person who is humble, Allah raises his status. It will teach you the patience, how to adopt patience, how to learn to be patient. Because many people, because of not having patience, they've ruined their life, their family lives, their all their future even sometimes. Thankfulness, how to be thankful, gratitude behavior. Because thankfulness is a chain which chains the blessing which you have. You see, if you have a blessing, you say, I have something good, I don't want to let it go. I have a blessing, I have something good, I don't want it to let it go or leave me. They say, only thing which can keep it there is the chain of thankfulness. If you become thankful, it's as though you chain that blessing to you. It will never leave you. Rather, it will be increased. Then look, forbearance. Forbearance is hilm. Hilm means actually toleration. When someone behaves badly with you, can you take it? Rasulullah says, a strong person is not the one who puts his opponent down in the wrestling ring, but it is the one who controls his anger. It is the one who is forbearing. It is the one who can control himself. Who can't control himself? How is he strong? He can't even control himself. He won't be able to control others. And then also detachment, zuhud. That love of the dunya is not in there. Whether in the love of the world will leave you, you will become a rich person. And when the love of the dunya is there, you will always be beggar if you have millions even. These drug dealers, they have more money than many rich people, millions and billions. Why don't they sit and eat? Because they are poor people. Their hearts are beggars. Their hearts are in poverty. That's why they don't actually. Similarly, the other people as well. See the Anbiya alayhi salam and Awliya Allah, who are the kings of this world and hereafter. That they are the real kings that who don't have the love of dunya, detachment of dunya. They are not competitors in this dunya, in this race to attain dunya. Once you reach here, you then reach the door of enlightenment. Enlightenment. When you are enlightened, when you know the reality, how do you become enlightened? Enlightenment is to know who is Allah. At the moment, we don't know who is Allah as such. Because if we knew Him, we wouldn't disobey Him. If we knew Him, we wouldn't forget Him. If we knew Him, we wouldn't give anyone preference over Him. So in this fourth stage, you get to know who is Allah, who is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you knew Him really, He would have been your life model for you only. But because you don't know Him fully, that's why you are half shaitan, half actually angelic. Half animal, half actually human being. To know yourself, people don't know who they are. They don't know they are the body. They don't know they are the mind. They don't know they are the spirit. Or they are the soul. They don't. They are in identity crisis about themselves. And in the first diagram I showed you from where you came, from the world of spirits to the world of dunya and the barzakh. So knowing yourself, you will be told, who are you? When you are enlightened, you will know what is your nafs. It was never you who you thought it was you. How big fraud is this? All 60 years you've been thinking something is you, and at the time of death you find it was not you. It was that. To know shaitan, at the moment he is your friend, because his acts and his actions you like. He is your friend, but really when a person is enlightened, he is your enemy. Then you consider him your enemy. At the moment, the brother sitting next to you, the neighbor, the wife, the spouse, they are your enemies, you think. People are your enemies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna shaitana lakum aduhum mubeen. Shaitan is your open enemy. But people don't consider him the enemy. They consider, yeah, this person is my enemy. Oh yeah, he did this to me. He did that to me. And never they say shaitan, actually they're listening to him, following his lifestyle. But when a person is enlightened, he knows who is shaitan, so he can't be confused now. Knowing the world, you will know what is dunya. You think it's everything. And also you will know hereafter. So these are, look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 things. When a person is enlightened, he will know these things, the reality, more than before. And once you know these things, then you reach the door of the pleasure of Allah, the Muhammadiyah palace, the house of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the palace of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Could you put your mobile phone in the pocket, please? The house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he will meet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the hereafter, and here as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unite you with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his remembrance, in his dreams, in your thoughts, in your vision. It's as though that you met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam before going to the akhirah. But this is the final door. Can you see there is the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Can you see this circle? This is the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam written. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is Muhammad. There is a Muhammad. So the person have written it. In the form it has become a flower. Ye naam hai Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka mubarak. Likha gaya bilkul phool ki shakal mein, in the form of flower. So here is the greatest blessing, even actually in Jannah. To see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in his company, to behold his vision and beauty, and to be with him. So once you reach him, you reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here I summarize again now. Look, now it is summarized. This is the final door of the pleasure of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how do you start? With beliefs, which can be done in, I say all these things can be learnt in 2-3 hours for to start the journey. Or just to start the journey, just in 1 hour. Or to learn the methodology, maybe in 20 hours how to do it. So after my discourse, after the dhikr, majlis, sit with the brother upstairs and learn at least how to do this. Because now you know you will be asked on the Day of Judgment that you knew the methodology inside out. And then you were, as Brother Shafiq was saying, that it's not for new people, it's for old people. I think many new people are better than many old people. Because they're still sitting in stairs, or sitting, or actually just staying here down, and sit and looking all to all up the stairs. And some is sitting in the second stair, as Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabbab rahmatullahi said. Some are sitting in the second stair. They know about where to go, but they're sitting second stair and just sightseeing, you know, what's happening and just taking it easy. And Angel Israel will come. If you not enter that door, you are in danger. Yes, that's a different matter. If you mean trying, you are stepping upwards, and in that stepping upward, you die, you still go into Jannah. But if you are sitting on the stair, being lazy, no guarantee for you. You are in danger. So beliefs, fiqh, the do's and don'ts, wudu, ghusl, salah, zakat, etc., etc., how to deal. Repentance, tawbah, striving, mujahida. It's a struggle upwards. Purification of the organs, purification of the mind, purification of the heart, and then enlightenment. Then you reach the quality that you become the person who prefers Allah over all others. You prefer Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam over all other models of this world. You become a mercy and a compassion, a statue of compassion and mercy for the creation of Allah. You become a gift for the creation of Allah. You don't become a curse for them that they think when this person is going to leave the earth. And you come into presence of Allah, and then actually you reach the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So final question for you and me, where do I go from here then? After you heard this, well, as I mentioned before you, learning these four things, to the only what you need, is very, very easy. Can be done in half an hour to 40 minutes. It's not difficult at all. We have a book as well, you can take that. Second is to start purifying your organs. Start with the tongue. You will be given a sheet, you can keep a record for yourself. Angels are already making a record of you. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. Angels are already making a record of you. Let you set your record correct as well. Do this sheet of tongue. It will have some sins written, which a person practices. For example, if he does, then every day he tries to be in the presence of Allah. Allah is watching me. I should not speak ill. Allah is listening. I should not speak ill or these things. And he ticks 1 day, 2 day, 3 day, 9 days he ticks, and the 10th day he fails. For example, he has become angry, he has swore, he has been bad-mouthed about someone. Then he puts a cross, starts again, until he can go. Fails, starts again, until he reaches 30 days continuously. Then, how many are you? 10 years you are listening to me and about this thing, but near, no, you've not even passed the tongue sheet. Allah knows it. It won't benefit you coming into the majalis, sitting with me, being a friend of me, until you become a friend of Allah. If you're enemy of Allah, what is my friendship? A person who sins, he is behaving like the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So cross that barrier. You have 30 years, 20 years, 40 years. How many years are you more going to live before the time comes? So after the tongue, then ears, then eyes, then hands, similar sheets, and you will go across the steps as you will go in the stone. And then purification of the mind, you will be taught as well, that alhamdulillah can be done. And purification of the heart from the bad qualities, and learning the good qualities, alhamdulillah. And then reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's obedience. You will be given zikr to purify you of La ilaha illallah, which is the zikr of all the prophets, all the Anbiya alayhi salam, all the Sahaba, all the friends of Allah, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam to here, and not only, even before then, that the zikr of all the angels, they know this zikr, La ilaha illallah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, afzalu zikr, La ilaha illallah. The most superior remembrance of Allah is La ilaha illallah. Not to say the words only, but to manifest its reality, that you deny obedience to everyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping everyone other than Allah azza wa jal. You leave the obedience of everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and worship is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how you purify with La, taking the evil upwards, ilaha, denying it, that they are not your gods, shaitan is not your god, nafs is not your god, drugs is not your god, alcohol is not your god, they're not going to give you peace. It's only a fraud, it's only short term, and long term you will be bewildered. And then you take it out as though like these arrows, and illallah, bringing the love and the presence of Allah in the heart. 20 minutes this dhikr and 10 minutes the meditation, which we'll do after, if we have time, in dhikr as well. We should look at the name of Allah for a few minutes, and then you close your eyes and this image comes in front of you. And it will burn the other images of women, cars and dunya, which are actually embedded deep in ourselves. And from there, those images, bad thoughts always emanate, and shaitan then manipulates us. This image is going to burn them. So only then the thoughts, good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come in you. This is the methodology. So now I finish here. We'll do a zikr majlis. But before the zikr majlis, those brothers who want to know more about this course, this is free of charge. There's no fee to pay, there's no bi'ah. You don't have to go out in the path to Allah for 3 days even in this. Yes, the brothers go, that is to help others and help themselves. But to learn this individual path, you don't need to go anywhere. You just need 20 minutes to half an hour after the prayer, sit with it, will give you material. No membership, no fees, no commitment, no bi'ah, no piri, no muridi, nothing. Only becoming the true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and achieving the pleasure of Allah. So yeh abapar, to aap naam likha de, meaning now you're not going anywhere with the names, meaning just you are as though saying, yes, after the prayer I'll sit within a halqa, and just do a window shopping, what it is, how it is done, and you can take some free material with you as well, and DVD. Now it is in your hands. I have actually mentioned to you the teaching of Sayyidina Abdul Aziz, the power of Allah. Abdul Majid, likhe ji, mashallah.
You see, these brothers who are given the names, he who lasts the longest, these people will learn something and they will really, don't be shy, put up your hands, you've got nothing to learn, to lose, only everything to gain. Give your names, you don't have to sign any contracts, you don't do anything, you go away, if you want to change, alhamdulillah, there is a way. Is there any other brother, please put your hands up.
Especially the new brothers, or those who have been recently coming, mashallah. Usman Afzal. You see, people even taste bad things for just matter of taste. A druggie says, just have a taste it how it seems, free. People do bad things. This is to taste something good. They don't like it. Leave it with us and you can go. But you won't have, because you will taste it once, it will always bring you back one day. But when you taste drugs, they bring you back as well, but for the bad purpose. But this is the drug of akhirah, you may say. The addiction of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But there's still some brothers who think about it or don't want to put the hand off of the shy. There will be a brother upstairs who will go through with it. Sit down with him and just learn curiosity, learn how you can do it, achieve this, take it away, nothing says you want to.
So after the majlis, you go upstairs, you can sit in that small halqa for 15-20 minutes, get your material and things and go. And plus, if you want to see me, you individually, privately, people all have different situation, different crisis which someone is going through. They don't want to mention in front of people. So we have a private consultation room. You can give your name and see me as well. I also advise you if you want advice, inshallah. We should help each other. ठीक है जल्दी करें जरा यानी वक्त कम है मगरिब का
ये. There is a jamaat this weekend in Hyde from Friday to Friday the 11th and 13th. Inshallah, if anybody wants to get it, we get the names later. There is a jamaat that goes to Denmark every month as well, so there's an opportunity there if anybody wants to get the name for that as well. And finally, just there is the next message will be in Hyde next Monday. So Jazakallah khair. Thank you very much.
There are jamaats going to Denmark, also in Turkey as well, inshallah, later on the year, and also to Morocco as well, all other countries, to Malaysia. So all should, whatever you can afford, wherever you can go, alhamdulillah, give your names and you will be accommodated. If not, you can stay here locally, or otherwise, if you don't want to go anywhere, you can live in this mosque for 2-3 days and learn, alhamdulillah. And these opportunities will not come again and again. A lot of people are doing good works in the world, and we should help them, inshallah. Subhanakallahu bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
Jazakallah. Now we'll follow zikr method. The certain etiquette about the zikr method. The three keys are Allah is with me, watching me, and hearing me. Beseech Allah with your heart, with true sincerity and want. The zikr has lights. May the lights of Allah enter into our hearts and purify our sins and our hearts. Please try to stay with the other side of the